America's founders said that our rights come from God, and religious freedom is one of those key rights. But the woke mentality, which dominates many workplaces today, undermines religious freedom. The Alliance Defending Freedom, the ADF, writes, quote, over 3,000 employees were surveyed with a key takeaway that 3 in 5 American workers self-censor on important issues due to fear of workplace blowback, end quote. Jay Hobbs serves as the strategic campaigns and initiatives director at Alliance Defending Freedom. By the way, this radio station was ultimately founded by Dr. D. James Kennedy, and Dr. D. James Kennedy was one of the key founders, along with others, of the Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome Jay Hobbs to the program. Jay, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jerry.
Sure. Okay, so tell us about this survey of workers. And it's, I know we're talking about in a work context as opposed to, let's say, government censorship of speech. And yet, you know, again, the founders basically acknowledge that, especially in the First Amendment, we have religious freedom, we have free speech, we have a free press and so forth. But with the woke mentality, all those things are kind of at risk. But tell us about the survey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even from one thing that you mentioned in there, Jerry, is our founders were so wise and forward thinking in terms of realizing that our rights are not given by the government. They're secured by the government. They're given by God. And so the role of the government is always going to be to protect the liberty that God gave us. Now, in the work context, of course, that's going to look different than the government context. And what we found in our polling of over 3,000 American workers was that companies are alienating their workforce by taking really divisive political stands on hot-button cultural issues, and a lot of times find themselves on the wrong side of cultural issues with their stances. And that's a threat to freedom that, again, doesn't just come from government, but it can come from all sectors, especially powerful sectors like corporate America.
Okay, well, what would be an example? I mean, what kind of issues are we talking about? Let's say the LGBTQ plus whatever agenda, that kind of thing. In other words, the company might say, you must affirm this, and the employee's thinking, well, I don't agree with that. It differs from my religious understanding.
Absolutely. It wouldn't surprise you to know that over 60% of those who were surveyed said that they don't want to be coerced into saying things that they don't believe at work, whether it's in a DE&I training session or it's some other context in work. Of course, they don't want to be told what to say and what not to say, in particular on things that violate their conscience. Now, one big area of disconnect that we did find over this poll was that most U.S. workers, and in fact, the more they find out about the legislation, the more they agree with it. They agree with legislation like we saw in Florida last year that protects the classroom, in particular children up to third grade in the classroom from hearing about sexually explicit and gender identity themes in the classroom, at least without their parents knowing about it. And so we found that over 55% of those surveyed agree with Florida's stance on their 2022 bill. While the majority of large companies we know in America, with Disney leading the way in Florida, oppose that bill. So there's a major disconnect that companies need to recognize from a C-suite level in order to protect the freedom of their employees.
There were a lot of lies told about that bill, and I say this as a Floridian. I live here. And first of all, they called it, that is, many people in the media called it the quote-unquote don't say gay bill. That's not at all what it said. In fact, there were even some homosexuals on record saying we support this bill. It was something along this lines. Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grader children should not be introduced to subjects beyond their, you know, maturity level, dealing with, you know, any kind of sexuality, something to that effect. And it's like, wow, all of a sudden that became the don't say gay bill. And DeSantis, though, I think showed a lot of courage and a lot of positive leadership in that that whole front. But he had to deal with a lot of lies.
Absolutely. And I think when you look and see some of these companies that joined, for example, the Human Rights Campaign's business coalition that opposed that particular legislation, you're seeing big names like Apple, again, Disney, Starbucks, Target, Deutsche Bank, PNC Financial Services. These are major financial institutions that are alongside these major cultural players that we've seen. And it's just a real issue that corporate America is going to need to be reformed from the inside out. And so that's one of the reasons that we've launched the initiative that we have at Alliance Defending Freedom, where we want to see corporate America change from the inside out. And so meaningful engagement is needed from a shareholder level, from a consumer level, an employee level. And that's one of the reasons we brought along this survey to make sure that we have good information to give to the C-suite leaders and to those on the boards of these major companies.
Earlier, I believe you referred to the DEI, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that stands for diversity, equity, inclusion. Can you explain what that means and what are the implications, especially for religious freedom?
Oh, absolutely. What we measured in this poll on the diversity, equity, and inclusion front matches up with the research that we've done on our Viewpoint Diversity Score Business Index, which we launched a year ago. And that's really an affirmation of what most people have seen over the last 5 to 10 years, is this diversity, equity, and inclusion is really a camel getting its nose under the tent on religious freedom and on free speech, where employees are made to say things and to not say things that they believe or disbelieve. And so it forces everyone to see things through a very simplistic lens of systemic racism, things that we've heard about under the umbrella of critical race theory. And what we found in our survey was that a plurality of those polled understand DE&I curriculum to be more divisive than unifying. And so when you ask the majority of folks, you know, is it helpful for you to see everything in terms of race, everything in terms of oppressor versus oppressed, based purely on skin color, they're by and large not in favor of that. And that's most employees. And again, it bleeds right into the threats on free speech and religious freedom, where if you're forced to say something or to hold back on saying what you really believe in order to keep your job, that's a recipe for alienation, and particularly in a work environment where we have more jobs than people to fill them.
Wow, that's interesting. So people could get in trouble, let's say, if they have a social post. In fact, one of your items in the survey notes this: over half, that is 54% of all employees that you all surveyed, and you surveyed many, say that they fear sharing political content on their own social media account. By the way, I once did a story for D. James Kennedy Ministries about a man who worked for a Fortune 500 company where he lost his job because in his own time and his own computer, privately or whatever, he expressed his opinions, that this was about 10 years ago, against same-sex marriage. And that's before the Supreme Court's decision, which unfortunately only made things worse, but he lost his job because of that. And so I imagine, you know, that kind of fear is just growing that much more.
Absolutely it is. And again, that's one of the reasons that we've launched our initiative at Alliance Defending Freedom. It's called the Viewpoint Diversity Score Initiative. And we've introduced model policies, rather, for companies to adopt so that they can ensure the religious and free speech liberties of their employees are respected. And one of those is an off-duty civil rights policy that would protect against exactly that type of situation, Jerry. No one should be fired from their job because they post something on their social media account that, that management might disagree with. And we're seeing that far too often. And it's not just Christians who are being attacked on that. Of course, it starts there and it continues there. But we've even seen Jennifer Say, who is an executive at Levi's, the jeans company, was forced out of her position for taking stances on COVID shutdowns, and particularly in terms of her advocacy of keeping schools open when she has her own school-aged children. Back in 2021, she was forced out of her job there, where she was being groomed to be the next CEO. And so, if Jennifer Say can lose her job from this sort of thing, then any of us can.
You know, you have mentioned race a couple times here in this interview. Dr. Martin Luther King gave us an excellent Christian perspective on this when he said people should be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. But it's my understanding that does not jibe with the current politically correct version of some who promote supposedly an anti-racist perspective. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And we've taken a major step backwards in our country when we can start seeing things like, color blindness is a bad thing and is an example of white supremacy. Everything is an example of white supremacy when you really drill down to it. Again, one of the things that we've put together and working with great HR professionals and also civil rights advocates like Dr. Carol Swain has done great work in this area, both exposing critical race theory and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs for the race-based divisive nature that they bring to the table, but also offering solutions. So Carol Swain has a great solution out there, and there's another great solution that we have on the HR front, again, available at our website. That's viewpointdiversityscore.org.
Okay, so comment a little bit about, we only have about a minute left, but about religious discrimination, anti-religious discrimination. How does that work in the workforce these days?
Absolutely. I mean, what we've found in this survey, again, is not going to be all that surprising. A quarter of everyone that we talked to, over 3,000 people, say they know someone who's experienced negative consequences for expressing their religious views. So one in four. And so, we know that people, especially, when they're using their social media accounts offline and have to answer for what they say about a scripture verse or a biblical teaching on marriage, for example, they shouldn't have to answer for that on the job when they're using their social media to express their own beliefs. And particularly when it comes to people in the workplace, we should all be able to freely express our own beliefs as it's appropriate and as we have the opportunity in the workplace. And so we're not being allowed to do that if our companies, our employers, the people holding the purse strings to our livelihood are holding that against us. And so, again, this is it's a great opportunity for corporate America to sit up and take notice of what they're doing to affect the civil rights of their employees.
Well, it does seem like there's such a tremendous double standard here. You know, conservative Christians, your views are not welcome, but the other side's views, those are fully welcome. I believe you said there was a different website you wanted to promote there other than adflegal.org. What would that be?
Yeah, Jerry, that would be viewpointdiversityscore.org.
Okay.
Viewpointdiversityscore.org.
Jay Hobbs, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you.